With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
And now, breathing. We all do it, even in our sleep, but did you know that taking a look at how you're breathing can change your life? From the English football squad in the Euros to Olympic camps, everyone seems to be talking about breath work and the advantages of it. So with me now is breath and performance coach Leo Daniel Ryan. Leo, how's it going?
Good morning, Graham. I'm keeping fantastic.
Good. So first of all, you had asthma in childhood. How did that influence your interest in breathing and how did it help it?
Yeah, I mean, desperation, really. Yeah. When you're really, really sick, you look for any way out. And that's how it was with me. Like, I had childhood asthma from the age of 3.
Okay.
I was in and out of hospital a couple of times. I had doctors come to save my life in the middle of the night. And it culminated to when I was 19. And even though I love sport and been active, I spent a total of 6 months in bed sick that year.
Oh, wow.
I was on like, I had about 2 inhalers a day, 3 times a day, 14 courses of antibiotics in a year, and over 400 steroid tablets. And the doctor said, look, there's not much else we can do for you. And it just so happened my mom was listening to the radio and she heard about a breathing technique that had come to Ireland. It was called the Buteyko method. And she said, would you be interested in doing it? It's meant to be good for asthma. And I says, yeah, absolutely. I'll do anything. And after the first day's training, I felt a little bit better, felt a bit of relief from my breathing.
Yeah.
Within 6 months, I was symptom free. And then within 18 months, I was completely symptom and medication free.
And is the technique simple or what's involved in it?
Well, much like if you injure your knee, then you need to rehab your knee. That's the same way I think about breathing.
Yeah.
From a lifestyle point of view, if your breathing isn't working well, then you need to restore your breathing. So there's a couple of very simple techniques to do, but it's about how you do them and piecing them together with a good lifestyle, much like everything else. You know, you exercise, go for a walk, maybe do a little bit of running, you'll feel fantastic. You eat a little bit better food, you feel fantastic. Breathing is even more fundamental.
Okay, and so you're working as a personal trainer and it clicked with you that you could bring breathing to the table to help your clients. So how has that changed your career?
Oh, immensely, Graham. Like, As a personal trainer, I had this one client in, it was about 2013 or 14, and she was a lady that wanted to lose weight. She was about 15 and a half stone or about 100 kilos. And she trained with me 3 times a week. She did a little bit on her own. She improved her nutrition. And after 9 months of training, she lost a grand total of 5 pounds. Not really good return on investment.
Yeah, why was that?
Well, her life was so stressed.
Okay.
And I sat down with her and said, look, we need to look a little bit deeper at it. We need to look at perhaps some blood work or maybe some counseling and definitely a sleep test.
Mm.
And to be honest, she fired me on the spot. But then about 3 months later, she rang me up and said, Leo, believe it or not, I actually took the sleep test and I've lost 2 stone in the last 3 months. And I was blown away.
Yeah.
So by restoring her breathing at night, by using the CPAP machine and helping her breathing at night, her body was able to recover. It was less stressed. And then the weight just fell off with all the other stuff she'd already done.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm reading this book by James Nestor called Breath.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's amazing. But he's all about breathing through your nose and not using your mouth as the main kind of breathing tool. But I find I have pollen allergies like most Irish people.
Yeah.
I have dust allergies, constant sinus issues. How is someone like me going to be able to go to sleep and just breathe through their nose? How do I make that happen?
Well, you can't just go from zero to hero in the matter of a night and just start to breathe well overnight. There's a, much like, as I says, if you've been sedentary for a while or if you've had an injury, it takes a training process.
Yeah.
So if you restore your breathing over time, I've worked with many clients that have had allergies, that have hay fever, and that can restore their breathing fully just through a process of training.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt. And yeah. I mentioned sleep as well. So how can working on breathing improve the quality of sleep like that client you had before?
Yeah, I mean, sleep problems account for more than half of all mental health issues. It's also when you have sleep problems, then it can lead into all-cause mortalities. You're talking cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancers of all types. So your sleep is really, really important. And at the foundation of sleep is how you breathe well. Because breathing automatically takes you into a relaxed place. So relaxed body and a calm mind which then enables you to sleep well. But if you're not breathing well, well, then your body isn't relaxed, your mind and your thoughts are on the go the whole time, and you don't get that restorative sleep that you really need.
Okay, and we were chatting just very briefly at the start. I was talking about the English squad, because they were saying Breathwork was a big part of why they thought they got to the final.
Yeah.
And the Olympic camps as well. Why do you think it's taken so long for breath and breathwork to be taken seriously by sports coaches and teams?
Yeah, that's a difficult question to answer, but maybe they all didn't have asthma like me or anxiety problems. But the elite people who have those issues went looking for breathing, and they found it and found such a significant difference to not only their health, but to their performance. And now we're just coming to a wave in Ireland, much like we had with gyms originally and then yoga and mindfulness. Now it's breathing's turn and lifestyle to see it come to the surface. And you have people like Novak Djokovic and Rory McIlroy and Iga Swiatek, the Irish rugby team, the All Blacks, they're all doing it and have only been doing it for about 4 or 5 years. And it's just really powerful.
Yeah. If you were teleported now into a penalty shootout in a World Cup final, and they were like, Leo, you need to prep this team for, you have 5 minutes before they're going to go out and start taking their shot at goal. What would you say to them? What would you do?
I would tell them to calm their breathing any way you can. A real simple technique is to breathe in through your nose for 4 seconds and breathe out for 6 seconds. So we could do that not in 5 minutes, but in 2 minutes. And research has shown that when you do that, you significantly reduce stress.
Yeah.
You align your breathing and your heart rate. So you decrease heart rate and you open up your brain to be able to think clearly.
Okay. So this not only helps in sport, it's everyday life. It's everything, really.
Oh, absolutely. And only last year I started going into schools and teaching this to teenagers in transition year, because it has a huge role to play in anxiety and in mental health. And you got to remember that a person between age 18 and 24 is 8 times more likely to develop mental health problems than somebody who's older in life. So if we can talk to these teenagers early and get them to experience the power of breathing, it'll help them to relax their body, to calm their mind, to calm anxiety symptoms, and to calm mental health symptoms as well, and just to enjoy life more, as well as perform well academically.
Okay. And so four seconds in, six yeah. seconds out?
It's a beautiful one. Just for 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
That's 10 repetitions. That's all it is.
And that will chill your body.
Yeah. Oh, it's magnificent.
Okay, perfect. Do you have one other tip for our listeners that they can go away today and do?
If you can begin to train yourself to breathe in and out of your nose, that will have one of the biggest, most significant impacts on your health than any other practice I've done.
And why is that? If I stuck a load of stuff up my nose and I only breathe through my mouth for the next 2 weeks, what would happen? Or why is that bad?
Well, like in James Nestor's book, he actually did that in Stanford, and they took some stats on him, and within 3 days, not only was he snoring, but he was also developing sleep apnea as a result of mouth breathing alone.
Yeah.
Your mouth is meant for eating, your nose is meant for breathing.
Okay. And finally then, we have a question in from a listener that's just coming in now. Producer Kate is going to put it on. So every morning I wake up, my nose is blocked and my mouth is dry. What can I do to help?
Start with improving your breathing during the day. Start with the easy wins is the best way to do. So even going for a walk and just trying to breathe in and out of your nose, and then slowly build that up over the course of your day, and eventually then the nighttime will be impacted.
Okay. Yeah. And then a quick 2 minuter, 4 seconds in, 6 seconds out.
Any way and every time you can find a way to calm your breathing and do nose breathing is going to benefit you immensely.
Okay, fantastic. That is Leo Daniel Ryan, breath and performance coach and the founder of innatestrength.com, innate-strength.com. Leo, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure, Graham. Thanks for having me on.
FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.